Fishy Zone's alive!
Hello and welcome to the PC Zone podcast number 3.
Right.
Yeah, 3.
We got this.
I know. This is like yesterday when we did number 1. podcast number 3. I'm Jamie Sefton, I'm the editor of PC Zone, and on my left is
Steve Hogarty. I'm the person who does he's at the front of the news bit.
Yeah. With a kind of jumper zipped up type affair.
I have other clothes.
Yeah.
Just but we haven't seen them yet.
And then to his left is
John Log Blythe.
John Log Blythe.
King of the Free Play.
Yep. And to his left is
Will. The editor.
Will. Depp Ed. And to his left, to my right, is
Susie!
Woo!
Jeez. With a glass of wine!
And a mouthful of sausage roll.
And a mouthful of
sausage roll. I have to say this actually because Susie has discovered wine. It's always a marvellous thing.
I should point out, Susie has not drunk alcohol for nearly 20 years. It's not like I've just gone, oh my god, wine, I've never seen that before.
What are those bottles, ma'am?
What is this threshers of which you get? Ordvins? That's a funny word. Ordvins.
So yeah, Susie is joining us for actual drinks.
Yay!
Right. So
it's first slightly tipsy
podcast. Yeah,
I'll drink
indeed.
That.
I'll drink
Ray.
To that. So yeah, let's crack on with what are we playing?
What are we playing?
But yeah, I've smuggled some sausage rolls into the pub this evening. So
I don't think the readers are going to snitch on us. Smuggling sausage rolls.
Well, if they listen to this and then immediately come down to the pub, then they could actually tell the landlord.
I once got
well,
in trouble in the pub.
Well, I could have one of the last sausage rolls.
I once got in trouble reporting a pub for eating the wrong sort of crisps because they saw it wasn't their sort of crisps and I got in trouble.
Really?
Not a really interesting story, but it happened.
Wow.
What type of crisps are you eating?
Just like chipsticks or something. It's quite obvious they weren't
bought chipsticks.
The thing is, you don't know what you're going to get now. It's like the pub down the road. You can't even get crisps. It's like olives. Yeah. What's that about?
Anyway, what are we playing?
Yes, it's the podcast where we just talk about pubs. What are we playing? Well, we've just basically been playing Team Fortress 2, haven't we? On our inaugural Fight Club with Team Fortress 2. And what is everyone's opinion?
Brilliant.
You should all just respond with a noise.
Yeah.
Oh yes!
We should score things with noises.
Yes.
We should have a CD of like WAM files.
Right? Can't wait to see what they get in Fortress 2.
Sounds like beep, beep. Yeah, it's just absolutely fantastic, isn't it? I mean, really, really just funny and a delight. I mean, all the different classes. I haven't even had a chance to play as a spy yet.
That's the best, though.
I know. Well, this is it. You know.
Spies, you just get killed by spies because they're
sneaky sods.
They're stabby sods.
Stabby sods.
There's nothing more irritating, but also brilliant at the same time. Because you kind of like, who is it that kept on killing me? That Dredge guy.
Dredge.
All the time with the stabbing. Yeah. But the moments when you get him, when you see him, you nail him, and you feel like you've protected
I
everyone.
I got him as a medic with the little injector gun. It's
There's also you just got stabbed by the spy, and I came around the corner and rocketed him, didn't
just
I?
Exploded
just
exploded in my face.
Just exploded in like a cloud of jibs. It was. I mean, it's just brilliant. It's like a Warner Brothers cartoon, isn't it?
That's
it's like
brilliant.
Itchy and Scratchy
Fantastic.
Or something. I mean, it's the design of the character. I'm sure some fans of the original game were going, "Oh no, what have they done with it and stuff?" But it's taken the spirit of the game and just kind of really made it very, very straightforward and simple to show you what you're doing. Because in the last version, I got a bit lost sometimes.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to go, and all that kind of stuff. It's very clearly signposted, and the different, I mean, but the different, you know, soldier and all that kind of stuff is just fantastic.
But the I love it. I like it the way, cause the signposting kind of fits the way they've done it. Like, there's like the Acme kind of sign almost, isn't it? Yeah. So it really fits. So at the same time, they can be like ironically be showing you where to go, but also for complete noobs, they just know what it is, and you know, like, you know, just be
Bali
a heavy.
The same thing in Portal as well. And they just built it in such a way that everyone knows exactly what they're doing, and they're teaching everyone the same ability. Well, in Portal, you're learning obviously how to use portals, but with Team Fortress 2, if you're completely new to that kind of game, then it's teaching you as you play, and even like when you die, it's showing you who kills you and how they kill you, and you're just learning when you die, and you're constantly learning.
It cycles through all your weapons when you spawn as well.
And so, some wonderful touches as well. I mean, there was a bit tonight where I got killed, and my bit, there was bits of me kind of all over, and it was saying your foot's here. You know, have you not seen that? It kind of does a little, you know, when it freezes and says screenshot. It says your foot here, you know, it shows the bits of you around on the screen.
Are on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, that is just genius. I mean, it's
you heal someone, they go, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, yeah, and the little voices and everything. I can't hear, what's that German guy sort of saying?
The heavy weapons guy is like Arnold Schwarzenegger, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's really good. And depending on how many people you kill, you get different sound effects. Just like from the Meet the Heavy movie where he's killing about 10 people in a row and he starts laughing. That happens in the game as well when you actually kill enough people.
The animation is just brilliant. And the other thing that made me quite pleasantly surprised was that we were all playing on quite ninja rigs apart from Jamie.
You're
playing on an older
game. Yeah, a really old games PC. It's about 3.5 years old now? And it's like, it just was perfect.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And it's like, you know, I haven't been able to play Bioshock on that or anything, on the work machine. But you've all got like ninja PCs, but it was fine. I could play along. I wasn't getting any, you know, ping or anything, any high ping than anyone else. So, yeah, it's fantastic. So, what else apart from Team Fortress 2? What else have we been playing? Is everyone still hammering Bioshock and completing it?
Bioshock.
That is another brilliant thing, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, I was a lot more excited when Peggle Extreme appeared in my Steam intro than I should have been.
Yeah.
To be honest, to the extent that I like, or without even playing it, I kind of loaded it up, looked at what there was a headcrab on Beyond the Unicorn, and it sent an instant email to Val going, "Oh my God, you know, right, I love Peggle, thanks."
Dear Val, thank you for putting a headcrab on a unicorn.
But you laugh. That's exactly what I did. I got slightly bemused email back from Doug, the guy we talked to there, and just going, "Good. Great! Glad you're happy."
Can I just point out that I, in between the space between round 2 and round 3 of the podcast, I've become an extreme grandmaster of Peggle by completing 100% every level in the game.
Well done, Steve.
It's like we go. It's like Dustin Hoffman.
You'll never get
Man.
You'll never get those hours.
Social life.
Yeah. I want to mention that to the guys from PopCap in the Spurs commentary interview. They didn't say anything. They didn't react in the way I thought they would. I thought they'd say, "Wow, this guy Steve must be some kind of guy." No, they just thought you were a dick.
We don't make Peggle for people like him.
What a...
Now they do realise it's a casual game.
Yeah, exactly.
Casual people.
What kind of idiot are you? He's wasting his time. We put a very minimal celebration of that.
I got fireworks.
Well, I've been playing Gears on PC because I went out to Epic, and it's very good as well as UT.
It works really well actually with mouse and keyboard.
Yeah,
well, not surprisingly well, but like, you know, it was almost like it was almost.
Well, you know, I played it on 360, and it works. You think, oh, it's a kind of third person action game, and it kind of, you know, it suits the console, but you know, like any blooming console thing, I end up shooting the ceiling, shooting the floor, you know, when I'm aiming. But when you get a mouse keyboard, it feels natural after a while.
It feels more tactical, I think.
Yeah, and the fact you can double tap.
How do you do the cover then?
You've got two choices. You can hold the space bar, or what you can do, there's like an advanced one where you double tap the keys. So you can double tap W and then you run.
And then it just works really kind of natural. After a while, you just kind of get used to it, and it's just really good. Mm-hmm. And the new Brumac level is fantastic. Some brilliant moments, which you can read about in next month's mag. but it's a really, really good battle. And the multiplayer maps done by the Painkiller guys,
People Can Fly.
Yeah, are really excellent. And there's one of their typical levels in there. It's like a kind of gothic, as Epic call it, non-denominational religious building level, but it's basically a kind of, you know, kind of gothic church looking graveyard creepy nonsense, and it's fantastic. It's really good.
Has it got all the co-op?
Yeah, got all the co-op. I mean, the only sort of downer, I suppose, is the fact that it's locked into Games for Windows Live, but they're getting all the content, all the co-op business into the Silver membership. So you all you have to do is sign up. You don't have to pay any money, and you can play everything.
All they want is your soul.
Yeah. Well, it means, Will, you've got a gamer tag, Will. You've got a gamer tag. You take to your Xbox.
I've had a gamer tag since I was bloody...
No, you haven't. No, this is a gamer tag TM.
So, new gamer tag.
Yeah.
It's a new game. Oh,
can I just say thank you, Microsoft, for letting us play a game on a PC online for free?
Yeah.
You're so generous.
I think that's really generous. And on XP as well. So it's really good.
Thank you for supporting your own operating.
To be fair, you know, I had to to go against myself slightly. Well, I suppose this is what am I playing? I'm playing Windows Vista because we've got our new PCs.
Yeah.
And I've been forced into using it, and I don't hate it as much as I used to. I don't love it, and I still think I love it's pointless, but it's certainly, you know. But then again, I'm still getting the old, you came in, I left my PC on, didn't I?
Yeah,
the weekend. It was like the worst death I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen anything like it. It was like the bluest of blue screens of death.
Honestly,
I was like, what on earth?
It's like his countdowns and timers, isn't it?
It was actually quite funny. It was like 24. You know, it was like coming in and someone had to like press buttons to, you know, it was mad.
It was like the counter in Lost.
You cut the wrong wire.
Yeah, it was. It was like almost like a sort of orange flashing bulb on Will's desk. Yeah. Kind of
and what have I done to confuse it? I attempted to shut it down before I left on a Friday night.
I think there's a problem shutting it down, yeah.
Yeah.
Vista's not good at it.
Exactly.
It wants to live.
Oh.
What are you playing then, Suze?
Yeah, I've been playing Bioshock since I got back off holiday, and I've been playing a bit of Sega Rally as well.
Oh yeah, Sega Rally. I'm looking forward to that.
It's good actually.
Is it really good? What's this thing about? Is it got deformable roads and things?
Yes, it has.
How does that work? So that looks really good fun.
So you kind of drive through like mud.
Yeah, I've just got him. Yeah, exactly.
So if you drive through like a muddy puddle and then you leave kind of grooves, and then water kind of fills the grooves as it comes out, and then it will kind of hinder you more on the next way round. And
brilliant.
If you're on a snow level, you kind of clear a bit of snow, and then next time round, if you go through that,
like a snow
plow
in the first lap.
Yeah,
that's really,
it's really
cool.
It's very arcadey. Yeah. Exactly like the original game was in the arcade. You know, if you want to fiddle about with settings or anything, it's not your kind of thing.
No.
You just go in, pull it sideways. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's not DTR, but
no, it's brilliant. It's really good fun though.
Yeah.
The only thing that did bug me is not enough tracks. There's five kind of different styles of track, and there's only three variations on each, and it gets that kind of tires quite quickly, but really good fun.
Yeah, magic.
I like a lot.
Cool.
But yeah, talking about rallying games.
Yeah, Colin McRae, very tragic.
Yeah, very tragic news.
Yeah, very bad news, really.
Because you met him a few times, didn't you, Suze?
I met him once, yeah.
Oh, just once, yeah.
Yeah, he was a very nice guy, actually. You hear that, I don't know, you feel awful saying this, but then some people kind of said, oh, you know, he's not the happiest of characters, but he was a very nice guy. And
yeah, exactly.
He came out some brilliant quotes of Steve Hill, which I can't remember at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
No, it'd be...
very tragic.
Yeah, sadly missed.
Zone Opinion!
Zone Opinion. So, yeah.
Oh,
is that
brilliant.
The first recorded burp? Yeah. Oh, beat me to it. I'm so jealous.
Red wine does that to a boy.
It's a lot of things to a boy.
Well, I'm not burping.
So, opinion on Quake Wars.
Well, my opinion on Quake Wars is not... It's not so much about the actual game. It's just I worry for Quake Wars because it's such a good game. But at the same time,
Susie's so jealous she didn't do the first belch. She's sitting there looking well pissed off.
Well, you'll have to go one better than
three. Sounds like a competition.
Can I please have my opinion about Quake Wars?
Yes, back to Will.
So anyway, I was thinking, I just think that Quake Wars, like, I just feel like it's become been delayed and delayed and delayed. And,
this is why you don't normally give me alcohol. Oh, why am I
So anyway, Quake Wars, it's like, I feel there's so many...
Susie's lost it.
There's so many online shooters and
stop it. Can't we fade out some merry-go-round music until we've regained our composure?
Oh god.
So anyway, so I wonder what you all thought about it.
I agree.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Damon, do you agree?
I do, yeah.
God.
That's the zone opinion.
Games hype!
So games hype. Games hype. Yeah. What are you looking forward to? Well,
I'm hyped about Portal.
Portal, yeah.
Portal, yeah. Absolutely amazing. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it is.
But obviously, the review, you haven't written, like, you know, the review's not out yet.
It's not, so I can't say exactly how pleased I was with it. But I was very, very pleased. It's alarmingly good. And everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, I think even people who hate life will. Thing is, I mean,
especially people who hate life.
Yeah, I think it might even give them a reason to like life.
Mentioning any names?
No.
No. The guy. Oh yeah.
No.
No. No references to him.
So Portal, Crysis is our next exclusive review cover. I can't wait for that.
Well, one of us hasn't decided quite who is. We'll be replaying it in the next couple of days, actually. So it's a shame that this hasn't been done in a couple of days. Someone could be saying about it. I think we're playing the one of its ice levels.
Yeah.
So which will be quite fun. I'm not sure who it'll be. Whoever's in favour on that day.
So we need to decide who's going to review it as well.
That decision's been made.
I think we should fight to the death.
That decision was made a long time ago.
Is there anything about that game that we don't know now? I think we know everything.
Well, no, funny you should say this, Steve, because I was thinking I was thinking about this. I think there is actually quite a lot that we don't know. Because at the end of the day, the stuff that we know about, we maybe know about three or four levels worth. But stuff like characters, the way the story will work with different characters like dying and then the story wrapping around.
Can I suggest the game that we play right now? Can we guess the plot to Crysis and see how accurate we are? I guess.
Right.
Go on then.
Start off with. The meteor thing falling at space into the sea, and then the army coming along, and you're one of the soldiers.
That's
the premise. And then you're fighting against the Koreans to get to it.
So the Koreans get there first, don't they?
You're fighting against Koreans to begin with.
Yeah.
Until you get into the ice part, and the ice part's where you meet the aliens, and then soon after that, there's some kind of cutscene thing where you become friends with the Koreans.
Oh, I thought you were saying you team up with the aliens against the Koreans.
No. Have you never seen films nor played games?
I just thought it made most sense.
Then, I bet you find out that the Koreans are trying to team up with the aliens to beat America and take over the planet, because that's exactly what Koreans would do.
Yeah. And aliens.
I
presume is North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I like to think of Kim Jong Il as in Team America, Kim Jong Il, just kind of behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
Rubbing his hands gleefully.
I think that your Korean idea is nonsense.
That's a bit far out.
It's a little bit far out. I think it's more likely that you just shoot loads of things and then go into space.
Yeah.
But did Far Cry have a twist?
Yeah, Far Cry had a twist in the I forget his name. There's the
spoiler black, alert.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Oh, game is God, 5 minutes.
the black bloke in the lab coat turned out to be.
Oh, he was a bad guy. Yeah. I bet you have someone in your ear in Crisis as well, and I bet that person turns out to be a bad guy. I bet they're going to use the same twist as before.
You reckon?
I thought, yes. Oh,
hello there.
Right then.
We interrupt this podcast to inform you that Steve Hogarty has just committed one of the most grievous spoilers in video games journalism history. He has been rapped on the knuckles and nuts, and now back to the podcast.
Just like to apologise for that blatant spoiler.
Yeah.
Not so much to the readers, because Log's beautiful voice managed to mask it from the delicate ears.
Yes.
But for my colleagues here in the pub who have now, especially Susie, who has not yet reached that point in the game.
Yes.
Whatever game it might
be. I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what games we're interested in and thinking about for the future.
Yes.
Games we don't know enough about to give away any spoilers.
Yes, indeed.
Safe.
So, Log. Hellgate, well, London.
I was playing a bit of the Hellgate London Alpha. Well, I was on the Alpha server.
Yeah.
And it was, it was quite exciting. There was a few, it was a good few glitches.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming I shouldn't really dwell on the glitches because they're going to be fixed, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was quite, I've got a feeling I'm going to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve. I'm going to really enjoy the game, but it's not going to be as good enough game to warrant the enjoyment I'm going to get out of it. I think if that makes any sense to you.
Sort of.
No, it makes no sense to me.
That doesn't make sense to me either.
I just like that kind of game and will be better disposed of it than maybe I should be.
I completely agree. The thing is, it is exactly the sort of game. I think that it'll tap into your addictive personality as much as something like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And Diablo, obviously. It's very much going to be a bigger sword, better gun.
Yeah.
Bigger monsters, do with your mates.
Be great to play with multiplayer as well.
I don't see how they're going to get anyone to pay for it, though.
Yeah,
I don't see how they're going to get anyone to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, why are you going to pay for that when you're paying for?
Interesting enough to play single player, but then I don't.
But
see
it's only in. I'm only interested in playing multiplayer. To be honest with you,
really?
Yeah, I see that sort of game is entirely. It's like playing. Well, I don't know. I think
random
like,
dungeons and all that. You know, it's good. It's single player. There's loads of stuff you can.
No, it is. All right, but this is less a problem with the game and more about what I want out of it. I just feel that it's just a lot more. I just feel that sort of game is a lot more fun with somebody there to help you out and to chat with, trade with, whatever.
But that's in that World of Warcraft, basically.
That World of Warcraft.
Yeah, exactly. World of Warcraft. You know, are you better off playing that?
No, because it's not in London. There are only Hellgates.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. But there are kind of hell portal type things, aren't there?
I don't know. But the way I think about it is it's not like Diablo, but it's almost like an endlessly instanced game that you just do with your mates. Do you know what I mean?
It's like a sort of 21st century gauntlet.
Yeah. Not far away from that.
I would play. I definitely play the free online section that they give you, but then the fact that they have a paid for online.
That's the bit that worries me as well.
Living with the same people who don't pay. It's like it's a class system, basically. Whoever's paying the most money gets the all the cool stuff. And that just completely turn me off playing online completely.
It's one of those things. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like...
I'm looking forward to playing the full game because just to see how it's come on and how they've bolted down all the little glitches and sort of made it. But there's something about it, the fact it does seem to be such a weird cross between Diablo and WoW, and some of the more enjoyable parts of WoW, the fact that there's such diverse groups of people can get together, and you've got a healer, the tank and all that, that's a little bit missing from Hellgate, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of the classes are a bit more similar, though. You're responsible for your own hit points and all that, and it's just, how it all melds together yet, but I'm really excited about it.
It's going to be an ultra hardcore game, isn't it? I imagine only people who are going to pay to play it are going to be like ultra hardcore.
Yeah. I think people just play it to play the sea and just get wrapped up in it.
I think the first person stroke over the shoulder camera point is really misleading in terms of what kind of game it is. I think there will be some people who buy it thinking it's going to be a bit more of a shooter kind of game.
But
the guns you have are so... They feel really weak. Mm. If you're a fan of shooters, there's no real sense of impact, especially because you're only hitting depending on dice rolls, depending on whether you target a certain person. You've got bullets bending out of your gun to hit things. It's use your imagination kind of stuff. I mean,
But there is an audience out there for that, though.
There definitely is, but there's also an audience who's going to be expecting something completely different.
Yeah. But it's slightly different. If you're using the grappling hook and a sword, it's a bit more about where you're facing.
It feels a bit more physical.
You choose your own kind of game a bit, I think. Mm. So the marksman's most like the FPS class. I don't know. I'm still looking forward to playing the full games. The only two classes I've played have been Summoner and Blademaster.
Mm.
So I've never got a chance to play things like the Marksman, so I'm not really willing to say that's the most FPS class, actually, because I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Competition!
Right, so this is going well. On to the competition. Time log, have you got a competition that you're going to announce?
Well, it's a poorly thought out competition on very short notice, but
as always,
guess the grape. Is that
I think.
Okay, we should have a jingle. Guess the grape.
I'll get on it. Yeah,
okay. Well, this wine, what should I just read the label out?
Yeah, I reckon you've got to guess where the wine is from. I think it's probably like which country.
I don't know many grapes.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. It's Well, in fact, I'll give you the grape. That's your first clue. Okay. It's Semillon Chardonnay.
Right. All right.
And the description on the back of the box.
This is the drink that Susie's.
This is Susie's drink. This is the drink that reduced her to
a
physical wreck.
She's done the damage. Yeah.
This wine displays lively citrus fruit characters, subtle oak, and a crisp, dry finish. It's suited to seafoods, white meats, mild cheeses, and salads.
And getting pissed down the pub.
Yeah.
And who's making CG.
But the question is, where does it come from?
Where does it come from? So send your answers to letters@pczone.co.uk.
We want a continent and a point of the compass.
Yes. And the one that we draw out of the hat will win a PC game.
Great moments in games and that.
So, great moments in games. Well, I'm going to choose one this time around, and for me, it's from the original Dark Forces Star Wars game, and it's the bit where you come up against the Dark Troopers, which are the Emperor's kind of robotic stormtroopers, and make a kind of scary noise, kind of like an... like that kind of thing.
How many times is it, Jamie, that you've actually had Dark Forces in your kind of best moment in games
thing? Well, it's kind of like, it's becoming a bit of a every time there's a best moment. Yeah, I think it's because it did have such an effect on me, because it was the first time that you could play as, you know, in first person against and shoot stormtroopers and have the noise of the guns and, you know, the crappy MIDI music and all that kind of stuff. And
I don't think any game's ever actually properly had a blaster as good as that, actually.
Yeah, well, this is it. The first time you get your hands on a blaster, there's no faffing about. The thing about the later games, you get your lightsabers and all that kind of stuff, but it's just like a bit crap. Here's the parting of the ways with me and Will.
You're saying there's nothing quite like a blaster by your side.
Exactly. Yeah, I dislike the later Star Wars games when they bring in the lightsaber, because to me it's hand-to-hand combat done badly. So I prefer to have a blaster.
You actually haven't got a fucking soul, have you?
Well, are you saying that, like, Jedi Academy
you
is...
You just earned us an explicit tag.
Yeah. I don't care. The last time I said it as well, this time it's justified.
The floodgates are open.
No.
Piss.
But, you know, there's nothing as good as that bit in Dark Forces with the dark.
No, I think I'm going to be, to my dying day, I'm the last person that supports Jedi Academy to its grave.
Is anybody else here who likes the latest Star Wars?
Jedi Academy.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
It's played in third person, for frig's sake.
Kyle Katarn is. I don't like Kyle Katarn, but I like.
Well, in that case, you don't like that. You play Kyle Katarn and Jamie's. Don't you? Well,
yeah, but you play in first person, so you kind of think, you kind of put yourself in the place.
But you've got a stupid beard.
I know enough about me.
There's nothing wrong with absurd beers.
We're not arguing about stupid beers. We're arguing about. I think that Jedi Outcast is a brilliant game, and I think Jedi Academy is much maligned. It's got crap dialogue, and some of the level designs is a bit ropey, whatever. But in terms of the lightsabers, I think it's great fun. You're not in complete control of it. But there is no denying that you do get better at it. You do learn how to do it.
When you're fighting with someone and you're tapping the left mouse button to win a lightsaber.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen very often.
No, but I like that. I think that's
all right, you like that.
And the platformy bits are awful, Will.
What platformy bit?
You know, the bits where you're jumping from platform to platform and things. It's just really tiresome.
But you're a Jedi.
And you're having lightsaber fights against other people at the same time.
I know, but the
best thing about that isn't the lightsaber combat, to be honest. It's the actual ability to lift, like, force choke and force chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can, yeah, but
force chuck. The final secret you will learn. Force chuck.
It's all right. It's false, Chuck.
I just think it's an excellent game. Mm-hmm. Who is it? I think it's Raven that made it, wasn't it? I have no problems with that whatsoever. Mm. I think anyone that says that naysays is a fool.
No, you see, for me, it got as good as it got in, Mysteries of the Sith. That's like,
that was one of the best expansion packs ever.
Yeah, well, that for me is where it kind of got to the. The bit where you couldn't get any better for the Star Wars games, basically.
Are we discounting Knights of the Old Republic?
No, but I mean it's an RPG, isn't it? So that is a fantastic game, but it works because it's completely different to.
Hey, Steve, Dark Forces. There's a spoiler in that too. Do you want to?
Yeah. Spoiler boy.
So when you make out with a Wookiee.
No, actually, moving on to KOTOR. And again, shut your ears if you haven't played it. You probably have, so I think it's probably safe. I played it good. I had no idea. I was talking to someone the other day. I had no idea that if you were bad, you could actually get the Wookiee guy to kill that young Twi'lek girl that's his friend.
Really?
Yeah, you can do that. Mm. You can, because he's got like a life honour thing to you. That Wookiee thing they do.
Wacky
Wookiee thing. But yeah, no, I'd like, you could actually like tell him to kill his kind of best friend that kind of got him out of slavery.
Well, I mean, I played through the bloody game without killer robot.
Without
completed it. And everyone said, oh, yeah, oh, there's a really good robot on it, isn't there? And I was like, what robot? Completely missed out on that, but.
Straight off topic.
We could wibble
on
about
the zone opinion.
Lots of zone opinions all mixed up.
Why are we talking about great moments in games though? Because my recent great moment in gaming is World in Conflict with the Nuke.
Oh, yes.
Because it should be mentioned, because I've only recently, semi-recently reviewed it.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic.
Yeah.
And you will all learn. Apart from Steve, who's already seen it. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it for another PC Zone podcast.
No!
Yes! No!
So,
as usual, just send any comments and opinions to letters@pczone.co.uk. We've got to get off now and make sure that Susie gets back okay after her bath of wine that she's enjoyed tonight.
Susie, put your legs down.
So, until next time, it's goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.